One of the world's largest grocery store chains sees its profits halve. Live from the BBC World Service, this is Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Rahul Tandon. Good morning to you. Rising food prices are a problem that many of us, of course, are facing, and it's affecting big business too. One of the world's largest grocery stores, Tesco, has now announced that its pre-tax profits are 50% lower than last year, down to $1.25 billion. That is down to inflation and supply chain issues, and more people, because of that, are turning to discount grocery stores. Our Marketplace presenter, Leona Byrne, has taken a shopping trolley for a spin to find out more.
The rising cost of food, interest rate hikes, high oil prices. What does this all do to the way we spend? One thing to do is change where you do your grocery shop. In the UK, Aldi and Lidl are good case studies because even though both of these German discount grocery stores have been around since the 90s, it's only in the last economic downturn that people started to switch. Research firm Kantar's head of retail and consumer insight, Fraser McKevitt, said that downturns help discounters get customers in the door.
So post the financial crisis, we did see own label lines gain a lot of share, and we saw Aldi and Lidl really start to gain a foothold in the UK market. But you think about how small they were at their time, they account for about 17% of the market now. So to think of them as niche players anymore, simply not true.
For UK customers, switching from their favourite British brands to a stripped-back German retailer known for not carrying branded products was a first. But those habits stick, and Fraser says this time round, consumers aren't stopping to think twice before they switch.
It's actually much worse this time in the grocery sector because the rate of inflation is so much higher. So the rate of growth from Aldi and Lidl, so people making extra trips to those retailers, they're growing about 25% year on year at the moment, which is extraordinary.
If you're really stuck in your grocery store of choice, another way to save is to switch to own brand products, basically those brandless products your grocery store sells. Here's Cristiano Villani, CEO of Italian tomato product company Pomi. He says sales of his private label products are growing.
There's still consumers that are focusing on the brand, on the quality, but day by day we see more and more consumers that are looking for cheaper products despite the quality. We have a private label in the tomato category that is growing. They're gaining market share because of the price.
The problem for brands like Pomi or higher-priced supermarkets is that even when the economy is on the rebound, saver shopping habits could stick. I'm the BBC's Leona Byrne for Marketplace.
Now, if you're wondering where Leona is, don't worry. She's in Northern Ireland speaking to businesses there because, of course, President Biden is there as well. She'll be joining you from there tomorrow. Shall we round up the markets? European markets have made moderate gains this morning after the Fed predicted a softer economic downturn, whilst in Asia they're slightly up following that positive export data from China. Government workers in Kenya are threatening to go on strike as some have not been paid now for 3 months. The African country is heavily in debt and it's struggling to pay it back, leaving it with a huge shortage of cash. The country's president, William Ruto, says he's not going to be held to ransom by creditors.
We will not continue the old tradition of borrowing money to pay recurrent expenditure, to pay salaries. We are going to pay salaries from our own resources. We are going to work within the parameters of the resources that have, we can raise as we grow our own tax revenue.
And finally, a post on Instagram promoting an eyeshadow range by the French fashion company Dior, well, that's led to an angry backlash in China. Some people there say it's promoting a racist stereotype of Asians. There's been no comment from Dior, but the post itself has been deleted. Kerry Allen, the BBC's China media analyst, explained to the BBC presenter Nick Miles why some could see this as offensive.
It's a post that was meant to promote its new line of beauty products. So it's a close-up of an image of an eye wearing eyeshadow on an Asian model. But you can see the model is using one of her fingers to push up the outside of her eye. And a lot of the social media comments that appeared off the back of this, before the post was deleted, said things like, this is racial discrimination, both in Chinese and in English. So the post has now been deleted. And even though Instagram blocked in mainland China, massive media attention on this today, lots of criticism about this post.
You lived for some time in China. Are you surprised that there's been this level of sensitivity about this image?
Not at all, no. I have seen over the years countless cases of big brands posting things that upset Chinese communities, anger Chinese communities. And often what will happen is state media, newspapers like the Global Times, for example, a big national newspaper that pay close attention to foreign affairs, they will actively call for a boycott to the extent that China being a massive market for luxury brands, you will get big companies that will issue apologies. It doesn't matter how big and successful they are in the international community. They will apologize because there is a recognition that this could really affect their Chinese market. But I think it's important to mention that Dior is a French brand, and this comes very shortly on the heels of President Xi Jinping meeting President Macron in Beijing. And a lot of people, a lot of media saw this as a very successful event. So it's something that actually shows that on the surface, there might be a lot of positive about China and France working together more closely. But something like this can very quickly ripple relations between the two countries.
And the sense that underneath the surface, there's this sort of level of disrespect, if you like, from the West towards Chinese people and the Chinese nation as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I think that's why we keep on hearing stories like this, that there are feelings that big brands have a responsibility to play when they represent Chinese models. And there is a feeling that this could be a form of soft power in effect that kind of creates images of how Chinese people should be perceived in a negative way. But at the same time, there are some in China who feel quite strongly that people shouldn't get so sensitive about this within the country. They're saying maybe we should actually show less cultural sensitivity and actually try and embrace things like this. We should embrace people with small eyes rather than looking at ways to attack the West.
Kerry Allen there, the BBC's China media analyst. That's it from me today. Liana will be back with you tomorrow morning live from Northern Ireland. I'm Rahul Tandon with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.